redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Erik Jarosinski, oziroma kot ga bolje poznajo nadobudni twitteraši, Nine Quarterly je samozvani propadli intelektualec, ki se je danes izvolil obiskati kino Šiška z namenom širiti nihilistične umnosti, zapakirani v twitteraški jezik 140 znakov. O tem, kako je danes širil nihilistično umnost, govori Jarosinski.
Well, what I've talked about is largely giving some examples of ways in which philosophy can make its way onto social media, but also how it changes in becoming part of social media. And so I gave some examples of ways in which, say, perhaps a classical philosophical aphorism by someone like Nietzsche or other thinkers, how that turns into what it is that I do, which is often even much shorter than the aphorisms we know from philosophers. But also, I usually operate in such a way that I try to bring humor to these things as well. And that has something to do with the medium and what it is that people are looking for on Twitter and how they read tweets. So that's primarily what I was talking about, sort of what happens to philosophy when it makes its way onto the internet that way.
Filozofska turneja, ki ga pelje po Evropi, je njegova nadgradnja spletne slave, za katero je pustil profesorsko mesto in pričel s tistim, kar je lahko mišljeno kot kulminacija filozofije aforizmov. Svetobolno trolanje na internetu. Za cilj si je postavil nadihovanje današnje neučeče mladine za filozofsko misel. 60-letni sivi učenjaki pač niso več njegovo preferirano občinstvo.
I'm trying to get people interested in reading Kafka or somehow perhaps learning something about German, which is my own field. So for me, I would say I'm writing with that sort of notion of short attention in mind, but seeing what can be done with that.
Poprašali smo ga še o tem, kaj bi eden izmed njegovih filozofskih očakov in človek, katerega risankasti profil uporablja kot avatar, Teodoro Adorno, mislil o njegovi slavi v popularni kulturi.
Well, I think that he would not necessarily be pleased if he thought that was all there was to it, and I would agree with that.
I don't think there's something more.
Well, I don't necessarily think of what I'm doing as being philosophy. I think what I'm doing is trying to demonstrate that there can be a different approach to philosophy. If anything, I'm not trying to popularize philosophy as much as somehow demystify it, somehow give people the notion that they can, in fact, read the work of difficult thinkers and find something in it that means something to them. So I would hope that he would see it as a starting point. I certainly don't think of this as being the be-all and end-all of this is what somehow philosophy should be today.
Za konec še eden njegovih slavnih tweetov. Večji izbor pa lahko kadarkoli najdete na največji spletni greznici človeštva, Twitterju na naslovu apna 9 Quarterly. A gentle reminder, there's no need to dress up for Halloween. Your true monster is on the inside, and anyone who loves you will know it. V grajskem gledališču Ljubljanskega gradu pa se bo govorilo o gradovih. Ob 18. bo tam namreč o srednjeveškem razcvetu gradov na Slovenskem predaval Igor Sapač, arhitekt in umetnostni zgodovinar, ki sicer poučuje na fakulteti za arhitekturo v Mariboru. Dogodek je drugi v ciklu treh predavanj, ki sta ga pripravila zgoraj omenjeni Sapač in arheologinja Katarina Predovnik. Predavanje preizprašuje podobo gradu, ki okupira splošno predstavo v srednjem veku. Kakšni so bili srednjeveški gradovi na Slovenskem? Razkošna domovanja, polna zlata in draguljev? So bile v gradovih zaklenjene mične princese? Mar so na grajskem dvorišču rablji res vse čas radikalno krajšali ljudi? Nekaj, kar poslušalcem lahko s pomočjo našega klenega zgodovinskega čuta obelodanimo, še preden bodo vedeži o tem spregovorili na Ljubljanskem gradu, je, da srednjeveške princese vsekakor niso bila absolutno čudovita bitja, kakor nam jih predstavljajo pravličari, ampak dekleta, ki modernim higijenskim standardom niso bila naklonjena. Svet razkošnih garderob pred pojavom deodorantov je bil krut. Več, Igor Sapač.
Gradove si običajno predstavljamo kot neke razkošne stavbe za številnimi stolpi, ne, ki vsebujejo celo vrsto izjemno reprezentativnih, bogato opremljenih prostorov. Resnica je bila pa precej drugačna. V našem prostoru nikoli nismo imeli zdaj nekih izjemno velikih vladarskih gradov, ampak so bili tu v glavnem gradovi ministerialov, ne, se pravi, gradovi tistega najnižjega plemstva, ne? In takšne gradove je še najlažje danes primerjati z malo večjimi kmečkimi domačijami, ne? Seveda za to razliko, da so gradovi pa obvezno utrjeni, ne? Da tist ključen vidik je neko obramno obzidje, ki obdaja potem notranje dvorišče z zelo različnimi seveda stavbami, ne, od stanovanjskih poslopij do gospodarskih poslopij, kakšna grajska kapela se najde običajno tudi v nekem posebnem poslopju in tako naprej.
Kulturne novice sta pripravila Domen in Blaž.